today. But at the moment on RN, you're listening to Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Soapbox. Now, you've heard it said before that Australia needs to engage with Asia. It's right on our doorstep. They tell us there's a huge economic potential there. And of course there is. But the art historian Alison Carroll believes that we should engage with Asia for other reasons as well. She champions the arts of Asia. Here she is on her soapbox explaining why.
My name's Alison Carroll, and I've been working in the area of Asian art and Australian art for a couple of decades now. And one of the things that I always think about Australians looking at Asian art is that they see those words, Asian art, and they think it's going to be impossible to penetrate, they think it's going to be obscure, they think it's going to be dull, and they think they're going to have to do a lot of work to even understand the difference between Buddha this and Buddha that. What I would like to do now is to give an example of one type of Asian art, which is literati landscape painting or scholar landscape painting and contemporary Chinese art today, to give an example of what it can be and how revealing and exciting Asian art can be. If you come from China or Korea or Japan, you will know a lot about what I'm going to say today, but if you don't, I suspect that what I'm going to say will be revealing to you. First, I want to take you on a journey, to take a leap into your imagination and to imagine three things. One is a fish tank. Imagine a fish tank. Then I want you to imagine a traditional North Asian landscape painting, one of those scrolls, black and white, with rocks at the top and rocks at the bottom and a space in between. And then I want you to imagine what you know about the very famous Chinese contemporary artist Ai Weiwei. He's the dissident artist that gets a lot of press because of his political actions, but he actually does really wonderful works of art that are quite, well, very well known around the world. So, what I want to do is start you with the fish tank. When you imagine that fish tank, what are you seeing? There was social psychologists a couple of years ago who asked American and Japanese business people what they saw when they looked at that fish tank. And their replies were very culturally specific. The Americans, that is the Westerners, saw the individual fish. And the Japanese, i.e. the East Asian people, the men, saw the whole thing. They saw the entire tank. The fish were just part of the whole. So they described the water and the spaces between the fish. This is a significant way to understand the world that is different and interesting to me. If you apply that to the way that you have imagined that North Asian landscape painting of, you know, the last 1,000 years, and people are still making landscape paintings in China, Japan, Korea like this, and you have just seen the rocks at the top and the rocks at the bottom and the space between. If you're a Westerner, you might be frustrated with that, saying, what's going on here? Nothing is going on here. I want some action. I want some people. I want something in the middle that's going to tell me something. The East Asianer is looking at that landscape painting, and they are seeing that space between the rocks as a space of possibility. They are seeing it as a space of energy. They are seeing it as a space in which they, as the viewer, or we as the viewer, enter into it and engage with something beyond the trivial. We put aside the material, the trivial, the incidental parts of our world, and hopefully our heartbeat changes, our mind changes. And this is a Confucian idea, if anyone's listening to this and thinking about Confucius, yes, that's right, about the idea that you are going to, through art, aspire to a higher plane, to an ideal state, that you are actually going to become a better person. There's a sort of slightly moral imperative in this. Now, if you think of that and you think this is all boring and old-fashioned and not of interest to you, think about Ai Weiwei. There was a really well-known installation that he did a couple of years ago at the Tate Modern in London, full of sunflower seeds. And what he did exactly the same thing as these traditional landscape painters did. He creates an area of possibility, because these sunflower seeds, what he did is he got a whole team of people in China and they made replica sunflower seeds out of porcelain, which is a Chinese invention, of course, little blobs of porcelain. And down the side, they all painted this little individual stripe, again referring back to the Chinese brush painting tradition. And he spread them out, I don't know how deep, over the whole floor of the Tate Modern. And no one could count them. No one could see where the beginning was or where the end was. The idea was that the audience would step into this great sea of sunflower seeds and they would lose themselves in it. You could kneel in it, you could walk in it, you could lie in it, you could be covered by them. And in that process, your own mental state would again put aside the trivia of your everyday life, and art, this is an artwork, would take you into something else. Now, if you've gone on that journey and you've understood where it's come from and you've understood the difference of cultural positioning from the fish tank American seeing the individual fish to the Japanese businessman seeing the whole, then you are coming along on a journey that is rewarding, revealing, and interesting. And you can apply this to every culture of the Asian region, and we in Australia have it all there in front of us, and the more we know about it, really, it's a reward for us all.
Yes, it's an offer too good to refuse, isn't it? When I first saw reports of that, the work of the sunflower seeds by Ai Weiwei at Tate Modern, I just thought, how ridiculous. Isn't that absurd? Isn't that gratuitous? And then it's never left me. It's never left me. It just gets under your skin. It's such an hypnotic idea. Alison Carroll there with her soapbox, celebrating the arts in Australia. And she recently made a series for ABC TV called A Journey Through Asian Art.